How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're tuned into another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted, where I do a brand new episode every single day documenting my journey as an independent musician, as well as sharing some tips and tricks along the way. So today, guys, I want to talk about mentorship and community, right? Basically, I want to talk about the benefit of, you know, what other people can provide for you. Last night, we were on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is so sick. I love Clubhouse. I love our group. It's been, I'm in a Clubhouse group chat with, I don't know if you'd call it that, a Clubhouse group chat, but I'm in a Clubhouse group with a bunch of other serious musicians, music producers, all types of people in the music industry that are, you know, serious about what they do. And it's been a real pleasure getting to know everybody and talking to everybody and just being a part of that community. And Clubhouse is an awesome platform for all of us to talk because it's a really easy way to invite new people. It's just a great platform. So shout out to Clubhouse. Clubhouse is great. We love Clubhouse. Last night we were talking about mentorship and, you know, the importance of it, how to get mentors, or how to find yourself a mentor. And I kind of want to just throw in the whole building community aspect. So first thing is, you know, when I was, before I had mentors, I used to think that I didn't have to pay for them. I used to think, okay, I shouldn't have to pay for mentors, you know, or like, that's not smart. I realized that's not true. Paying for mentorship is fine. You know, it's fine to pay for mentorship. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's almost better because then you know you're going to be able to get the right mentor. Not always, but sometimes. The point of what I'm saying is it's fine if you have to pay for mentorship. And if you need to find a mentor right now, the internet is a great place to do it. I mean, you could literally go find, you know, people who make videos on YouTube. A lot of them have mentorship programs. You just got to make sure that you find the right person. You know, you really got to find somebody who's really gotten the results that you want. And this kind of goes back to what we talked about yesterday, asking the right questions. You know, if you're asking how to build a social media following, then that's what you'll get. But is that really, you know, if you're a musician, is that really the question that you should be asking? Should you be asking the question of, oh, I want to get hella followers? Or should you be asking, how do I make money as a musician? You know, if you want to sell courses, then you should find somebody who sells courses or teaches people how to sell courses. If you're a musician and you want to make money with music, you shouldn't just find somebody who sells courses. So, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the lack of, I just heard this quote today. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. The problem is a lot of us aren't ready for the teachings. My current mentor, Brennan, I had said to him on the phone yesterday, ugh, I wish you came 3 years ago. But I'm actually glad he didn't because I wasn't mentally ready to take on the coaching that he had. I didn't know as much as I know now, I really truly wasn't ready mentally. I wasn't emotionally ready and I wasn't mature enough. And, you know, I think that I'm glad because where I'm at with him now, the reason that I'm one of his best students and the reason that I'm, you know, able to build my funnel faster and better than most other people is because I have all this other knowledge under my belt. So your mentor is only going to be able to help you as much as you've already helped yourself. Your mentor is only going to be as good as you are. So that's the idea of if you want mentorship, really the first thing you got to do is you got to better yourself. You know, if you want to learn about trading stocks, but you're afraid of risking your money, then it's probably not the right thing for you to do to get into stock trading, because you got to be ready to risk some money. That's mindset stuff, though. That's not knowledge of the game. That's just your mindset. So there's a lot, I mean, there's a lot of psychology and mindset that goes into it. You got to be ready for that. If you're not ready, then it's similar to, you know, I mean, not that we're looking to get signed to a record label, but like, let's say we were. You can't get signed to a record label and get a good deal if you don't have leverage. And even if you don't have leverage and you still try to get signed to a label, that's not always going to be good, because you're in a situation where they have leverage over you. You know, really, if you want to have a great deal, if you want to, let's say you want to negotiate concerts and tours, you know what I mean? Let's say you want to negotiate that. If you want to negotiate, you know, concerts, tours, like, you know, your show price, let's say you throw out a number like, I'll come to the show, but only if I get $2,000 and it's upfront. And, you know, you pay me for the hotel and my travel. If they can't do it, like, if you're desperate for the money, you might do that. If you're desperate for the money, you might go do a show for less than what you're really worth and less than what you really want, because you're desperate. If you're not desperate and you're like, no, I don't need this show, I don't even need to do this, but if you want me there, this is what it costs. And like, if you can't pay that, great, I'm not coming. If you have that attitude, you don't want to have that kind of standoffish attitude with a mentor. But with a mentor, you want to say, you know what? I'm ready for this mentorship. You know, I've learned a lot, and there's a specific thing that I'm missing, and I need some direction. I need mentorship. You know, that's really where you want to be at. And in terms of building a community, a lot of times when you have a mentor, they'll have other people they mentor and you can build a community with them. But if not, you know, if not, like that's totally cool too. You know, what you can do is you can, I mean, I love just building my own community. I mean, that's what I've done. Honestly, I'm going to, you know, give myself some props. Like, that's something that I've done really well, is I've built a community. You know, I'm very good at talking to people, meeting new people, engaging with them when I want to. And I think building a community can be super essential, because I met my mentor through somebody else in another community. And without, you know, my mentor, I wouldn't have answered a lot of the questions that I needed answered about my music career. And so shout out to my friend Matt, who linked me up with my mentor. It's huge. So building that, you know, it's all about who you know, right? You've heard that saying before. It's not what you know, it's who you know. I agree with that. You know, it's about not always trying to find somebody who can put you on or knows more than you or can help you out. Sometimes it's just, why don't we just find somebody who relates to us? You know, if you're a musician, just link up with other musicians, because then you have somebody similar to you in your field to talk to. You know, if you're into Forex trading, find other people who are into Forex trading and talk to them about it. It will help boost your, you know, it will help hype you up to go do that thing. So I recommend getting a part of groups. And then after that, maybe you'll find a mentor, because likely you will. You'll get to know people. You'll learn from people. And then you'll be like, hey, do you have any mentors, or have you ever learned from someone? And then they might say no, or they might say, yeah, actually I do. You should check out this person on YouTube, or you should find this person. I was in their mentorship program. You never know. You know, word of mouth is a very powerful thing. So I would recommend you get yourself, you know, get yourself a community, find yourself some mentors. One day, hopefully I can be your mentor. You know, I'm not currently at the point in my career that I want to be to where I could mentor people. But it's going to, when it does happen, I would love to mentor. Yo, I'm just going to, real talk. You've heard me yawn a bunch right now. I'm so tired. I'm so burnt out right now. Ugh. I'm burnt. Like, I am really burnt out. Like, I woke up and I was just like, dude, I'm fucking burnt. And I'm going to make a I want to make a shirt that says burnout over boredom, cuz I'd rather be lit like this, burnt out, than bored. Like, I'm not bored, you know what I mean? But like, dude, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so burnt out. I'm almost there though, you know? A few more days. I got this launch and I'm really excited about it. I don't care what happens. I just want it to be done and I want to put it out and see what happens. I don't care how much money I earn or revenue or whatever. I mean, I do, but I'm just like, bro, let's just put it out. Can we just put it out, please? Like, let's go. You know what I mean? I'm at that point where I'm like, let's just put it out. It's done. Let's go. So I'm just finishing up stuff for that. And, oh, God, I just want to finish it already.
I want to finish it and put it out. I'm so freaking close.
Just stay tuned. I've been very vague about it on the podcast because I'm 99% done with it. And every day I work on it, I get a little closer. But right now, I'm at this stage where I'm just, like, putting together final touches. You know, when it's all said and done and I finish it up, I can, you know, I can share with you exactly what I did. I can share with you what happened. But right now, I just can't talk about it. So, I'm going to sign out. There we go. Perfect timing. I'm going to sign on out. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast. I'll talk to you next time. Peace. Hey, hey, hey. Get that, bet that, jump shot, wet that, post moves, no rules, chef that, no boo. Get that, bet that, jump shot, wet that, post moves, no rules, chef that, no boo. Get it how I want, get it.